This is Neil Doody for ArtSound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Canberra artist Zoe Brand, who has a new show called You Are Doing It Again on CERN at Craft ACT. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Now, you're known for signs in all sorts of your artwork. In fact, it seems to me as though you've probably done a course in semiotics as well as in visual arts. Would that be fair?
Funnily enough, I pretty much failed English in high school, so I find it quite interesting that I've really turned to text in my artwork. So I think there's, something underlying in that as well.
Yeah, so this particular show, You Are Doing It Again, the piece that people will see when they go to the website is what looks to be a pendant or necklace of some sort, but there's all sorts of other things in here, I imagine. What can people expect?
Mostly I've got pendants and brooches. They're all engraved acrylic, so they're quite large pieces. The largest piece I've got is sort of a 18-centimetre, quite thick, clear acrylic piece that says, "It wasn't always this way." And I've got a lot of, down to sort of the smallest pieces, which are quite small, sort of the size of a 20-cent piece, and there's about 10 of those that say, "I wept." So it all, it's quite interesting because it all sort of runs as a sentence or a piece of prose around the works, a bit of a stream of consciousness, I should say. Yeah, so it's a very, I thought it was going to be quite an upbeat show, but it's turned out to be maybe slightly sadder than I had expected, probably because of the world that we're in at the moment.
Of course, certainly more thoughtful anyway. Yeah, because most of the time the phrases that you pick are ones that people use all the time, but it's just a case of pulling them out and changing their context, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, and I was recently gifted a book called 15,000 Useful Phrases from 1917, and I've picked out a few from there because it's sort of it's quite interesting, just turn a phrase and how we tend to, it changes over time and it shortens and it extends, but I think my favourite phrase from that is the brutal recognition of failure, which is sort of quite resonant at the moment and, very interesting. They're always very open-ended. I don't use punctuation and I tend to leave them quite ambiguous in terms of their meaning or what I intend them to mean.
Yeah. So one of the things about this show, of course, is it's all wearable art, so I imagine people are encouraged after viewing the show to actually go and buy some of it.
Absolutely, yep. And I think what I'm interested in is how the text reads when it's on a gallery wall and then how that the context of the text changes when it's on a person and how the meaning changes and what the person sort of who was wearing it sort of then projects what that text could mean as well. So I think there's a really interesting space there.
Of course. For you, this must be fascinating because you probably see your art around town at various times.
I do. It's quite interesting. I see I've done quite a few things for Design Canberra, so there's a little sign that I made for people that said, "Let us now look into the future." And I see that popping up quite a lot of pictures around town.
So this is on from the 2nd of July. You're actually sharing a space because it is a big space at Craft ACT. There's another exhibition called Differing Perspectives on at the same time. So it'd certainly be worthwhile for people to wander up past the statue at the front of Craft ACT and see what's going on upstairs from the 2nd.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really exciting show. Sharing with some furniture designers and definitely lots to see. And now that we're getting out and about a bit, you can actually see it in real life.
That's great. Well, I look forward to seeing it myself. Thanks for talking with us this morning, Zoe.
Not a problem. Thanks so much for talking with me.